The Chinese city of Wuhan, the epicenter of China's coronavirus outbreak, plans to conduct citywide nucleic acid testing over a period of 10 days, according to an internal document seen by Reuters and two sources familiar with the situation. The document showed every district in the city has been told to submit a detailed testing plan by Tuesday for their respective area. The Wuhan Health Authority could not be immediately reached for comment outside of business hours. The city of 11 million people reported its first cluster of new infections over the weekend after a months-long lockdown was lifted April 8th. South Korean officials are scrambling to track down thousands of people after a small cluster of coronavirus cases emerged around several Seoul nightclubs. The new outbreak has sent infections rebounding to a one-month high. India also reported a record daily rise in cases, but said it would begin to restart passenger railway services Tuesday. Its population of 1.3 billion people has been on lockdown since March. People in Chad, who used to wear obligatory protective masks in public, now face a 15-day jail term and a fine of $3.80. Approximately 284,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed infections is nearly 4.2 million. In the hardest-hit country, the United States, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed cases. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a change of advice, the British government now says people should wear masks covering their mouth and nose in enclosed spaces such as buses and subway trains. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The announcement comes as part of a plan to gradually lift a nationwide lockdown imposed on March 23. In a 50-page document outlining next steps, the government says people should aim to wear a face covering in enclosed spaces where social distancing is not always possible and where they come into contact with others that they would not normally meet, for example, on public transport or in some shops. Officials say this is a recommendation rather than a rule, and people won't be penalised if they don't wear a mask. The roadmap document outlines a three-stage approach to ending lockdown beginning Wednesday with a relaxing of limits on outdoor exercise and leisure activity. Charles de Ledesma, London.
There's also movement in the sports world. Elite sport in England cannot return until at least June 1st and will have to take place without spectators present, according to a government document outlining guidelines to ease lockdown restrictions. English Premier League clubs are meeting Monday to discuss Project Restart, which aims for the top flight football to resume next month. Cricket and rugby authorities in England have said their sports will not resume until July. Denmark's soccer Superliga will resume with its first match May 28th, according to the Danish League Association. Switzerland's professional soccer teams were allowed to train for the first time Monday since the coronavirus stoppage, but most preferred to stay home amid uncertainty over whether the league would resume and concerns from the players' union. USA Today reports Major League Baseball owners are set to vote this hour on a proposal to resume spring training in June and opening day between July 1st and 4th. The plan includes a revenue-sharing component in which owners would share 48% of their revenue with players this shortened season. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is self-isolating after an aide tested positive for the coronavirus last week. An administration official says Mr. Pence is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC guidance. The official says Pence has repeatedly tested negative for COVID-19 since his exposure, but is following the advice of medical officials. The swearing-in of Israel's new unity government has been postponed by one day to Thursday due to the upcoming visit of U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, officials said. A parliament spokesman said the joint administration of incumbent Premier Benjamin Netanyahu and his former rival Benny Gantz would be inaugurated Thursday instead of Wednesday. Pompeo's trip comes as U.S. President Donald Trump's administration gives its blessing to Netanyahu's plans to annex Occupied West Bank. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.